Recently, in conversation with high schoolers and college students, I became familiar with the term being whitewashed. Honestly, I'd never heard of it before. So I decided to ask a few private school students who were attending exclusive schools that had predominantly Caucasian students if they felt that being a minority there, that they wanted to emulate and forget their culture, or what they call, did they feel whitewashed? What's very interesting is that you have children with all kinds of viewpoints. That's wonderful. But you also see that some kids truly feel that they have to do the balancing act, whereas there are some others who actually are confident in their existence, knowing they're different, but they don't feel like they need to compromise their identity. What we can learn from these experiences is really to reflect and look at our adult conversations with our children. Do we empower them to hold their own, embrace being diverse, embrace their culture, and also embrace another culture? Having a growth mindset whereby we enjoy this multicultural living, where we take the good from all the cultures and we take ownership of it, we adopt it, and we become this personality that has a very colorful personality in the most positive way. Let's hear from Vaishnavi, who is a freshman in Princeton Day School. Let's hear her answer to the question, does attending an exclusive private school make one either want to be like the majority, whitewashed, or emphasize one's ethnicity?
Hi, this is Vaishnavi. And I actually don't believe that a person can be whitewashed, because since when was American culture exclusive to white or Caucasian people? I was born in America and I am an American. So when I partake in American culture, I shouldn't be called whitewashed, because white people are not the only ones who are part or who partake in American culture. And I think that it's wrong for other Indian children or other Indian people, and even just other people in general who aren't white, to be called whitewashed, because they are just following their culture, and white people aren't the only ones who have American culture. I will say, though, that as I've grown older, I have learned to embrace and love my Indian culture more, because when I was younger, I would kind of be ashamed of it, but now I'm not. I love it now. To answer your second question, I did face some pressure when I was younger, and I still do now, but I have learned to balance all of my cultures way better than I did then. When I was younger, I would often feel that I need to follow Eurocentric beauty standards and eat American food, quote unquote. However, I have changed now, and I have learned to embrace and love both of my cultures, and I think that I am able to balance them pretty well.
Now let's listen to Inika Kodastani and what she has to say about cultural identity. Inika is a rising junior at Watchung Regional High School.
As an ethnic student, I faced challenges in a school and public environment. When I was younger, I felt as if I could not fit in with my peers or that I was embarrassed of my culture. This pattern can be seen especially in schools that lack diversity, which deprives students of a platform to share their experiences, as well as the comfort in knowing that there are others like them. Many kids feel as if they need to separate their American selves with their cultural selves, which only worsens the sort of identity crisis that first-generation Americans face. My advice for them, as well as their parents, is to embrace their cultures in welcoming ways, welcoming meaning small and manageable. Make it so that your child is not overwhelmed with their culture, such that they become embarrassed by it, but make it so that they can learn, little by little, about their background and eventually grow to embrace it. In my personal experience, a great way to embrace one's culture is to allow them to interact with others that share similar experiences. Knowing that you are not alone in your struggles to balance your ethnicity can make you more willing to learn about your culture as well as integrate it into your daily life. Another thing I like to say is to not force your child into doing something cultural if they are uncomfortable with doing so. The fear of becoming an outcast is ingrained into children's heads, especially when they're in elementary school, which can easily cause them to push away from their culture altogether. Taking things slow and waiting until they are ready to share their story is the best way to allow your child to become interested in their culture. Cultivating a dual cultural identity takes time and patience, which are both needed for the understanding and enjoyment of one's ethnicity.
Stay tuned to hear about the importance of communication skills, speaking and listening skills, especially in a multicultural society.